T-minus 7. Sector 0, Great Shelter, New Kerguelen. Descending the elevator-like exit from the craft to the ground didn't visibly excite Billy as much as Dan expected, which he put down to the fact that Billy had heard every second of his own testimony countless times and knew that they would first emerge inside Sector 0, which was effectively little more than the alien version of an airport terminal. Without holding his finger in the activation position, Dan didn't hear any of Billy's thoughts. He asked if this was the same the other way around, and Billy confirmed it was. At this point, Leisha politely informed them that he could hear everything with no need for a hand gesture of his own, and that he could similarly force his words to them without any active request on their part. Neither minded, not that there was a lot they could have done about it if they did, and both were focused on far more important things. After the vast metal nothingness of Sector 0 came the doorless corridor of Sector 1, where Billy looked around in awe at the unending whiteness. Before long, and without speaking, Leisha stopped walking and placed his hands on an outwardly unremarkable section of the wall to his right. "Is this the council office?" Billy asked, recalling Dan's testimony and figuring that they had been walking for roughly the right amount of time for this to be the case. Leisha confirmed that it was, with no suspicious need to ask for an explanation of how Billy knew, given that he heard all of the thoughts that went into the words and not just those spoken words themselves. "Can I see the elders first?" Billy pleaded. "Just a quick look."
"The elders are dead," Leisha replied in a very detached manner. "Our council members are waiting for you to assist in settling our population's growing disquiet about the news of our second shelter. We have much to take care of, Billy."
"So you do think it's your second shelter?" Billy pushed. "Billy," Dan reprimanded with a stern look, "we're guests here. Act like it, okay?" Nearly three times Dan's age, but with an atypical willingness to defer to him on any messenger-related matters, Billy apologized to Leisha for his tone. Leisha accepted the apology, which he felt was unnecessary and knew was reluctant given his continued insight into what was going on inside Billy's mind.
"You can ask every question you can think of to our council members," Leisha said.
"Nicely," Dan qualified. "Just remember that this isn't Turkey and Godfrey isn't here to strong arm you out of any trouble you get yourself into." Again, Billy accepted this with a shrug, despite his usual and somewhat adolescent disdain for any kind of authority. "But, Leisha, can I ask just one more question out here?" he asked. "Except for that one, I mean." Leisha didn't laugh, now or ever, but his expression broke slightly in an apparent display of amusement.
"Go on."
"Okay, just so I don't get my hopes up for something that won't happen, or just so I can keep smiling through whatever happens next because I know something else will happen later, we are going to get to see the second shelter before we go home, aren't we?" Leisha smiled his best and most exaggerated smile, endearing despite its odd look. His soft eyes glanced between both men.
"If I have my way, friends, and if you choose to join me, we'll be venturing inside the second shelter. Today."